Hello, Audioboo. I'm just walking across a big stretch of white powdery pavement. And it's a lovely Friday, crisp lunchtime. And just wanted to do a little Audioboo post, really, about living your life publicly on social networks. Why would anybody do it? Why would people tell their whole life story? The ins and outs, the things that people wouldn't normally say, the things that people hide behind, the things that people keep private because of being scared of being ridiculed or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the rationale behind some of those things are, but I've always strived to live quite publicly in this space because I think sooner or later, due to the fact that I think privacy has been dead for quite some time, I think it's going to be more not just about the product, the service, what you can give to something, but also your character. The social media calls into question a lot of factors, and one of them is the personality traits of the person providing those products or services, I think, and has pushed me towards people who I want to work with rather than those I have to work with. Which has been incredibly beneficial to my life, let alone my career, or lack of it at the moment. But I've got a real positive feeling about things are going to be good. You know, it's like the 8th of January, and yet I just feel that it's going to be good. My birthday's not far away, you know, 17th. Don't forget, all you Audioboos that follow me, it's at least 180 of you, so if you go on 10%, that's at least 18 birthday cards. So yeah, I just wanted to put an Audioboo together as to why you would create content, audio, and talk about things about your life. And I just wanted to highlight a few of the things that have made my day today really, really nice. One of them would be, by the way, I've just got off the bus, got home. One of them would be that people take their time out of working or their day-to-day life to interact on platforms that they have time to give. So Twitter or Facebook, they might only do it at lunchtime. They don't necessarily sit there all day. But you're in somebody's consciousness somewhere. People have interest in who you are and what you're about and why you do the things you do. It's like the common ground thing of why you have friendships with people. And it's just great to have that additional, almost social Samaritan, virtual social Samaritan in the background, you know, floating about, keeping you in their consciousness and caring. And for all the technology side of social media, the gadgets, the tech, there is an underlying soul to this social media stuff, and that is that we're connecting with people when they're ready to be connected with, wherever they may be. And you know, the outpouring of people's acknowledgement of my situation and where I'm at in my life at the moment, and you know, the things that I take into consideration and you know, put out there, I allow it to be exploited. I allow it to be mulled over. I allow it to be pulled apart. I allow people to make judgment on it and then in some way feed that back into some kind of internalization, realization in some instances. I think I know what I'm saying. I've had too much, I had a coffee on the way into town. But I just wanted to say thank you to the people who care, because it makes a difference. You know, it makes a difference that you made that extra connection, because once you make a good friend in me, you've got me for life. And the ones that matter will ultimately get the best out of me. And the ones who scratch the surface and allow themselves to spend a little time finding the true me rather than the one that's brash and very techie and very fast and very sort of like, you know, almost like a laser with precision in terms of the amount of ideas and stuff that comes pouring out of my head. So if you ever wanted a reason why you would do social media, is because it connects you with like-minded individuals who on the odd occasion you'll come across a group of people who will scratch the surface and find out who you are. And it's empowering, you know? It's like having virtual social Samaritans. Right, I'm heading up to my mum's. I need the toilet. I will speak to you in a bit.